I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Nearly 80 people have been killed and more than 100 injured in Yemen in a stampede in the capital Sana'a during a charity distribution for Ramadan. Extreme poverty is widespread in Yemen after years of warfare between the Houthis and the recognised Yemeni government. Ian McWilliam reports.
Reports from Yemen say dozens were killed in the stampede at a school where charity was being distributed by local merchants. Health officials of the Houthi rebels who control the Yemeni capital say the dead and injured have been taken to hospital following the incident in the Bab al-Yemen area of the city centre. Video footage posted on social media, which appears to show the event, has chaotic scenes with ambulances arriving and the bodies of young children laid out on the ground. The Houthi Interior Ministry says those responsible for the distribution have been taken into custody.
Residents have been fleeing fighting in the Sudanese capital Khartoum, fearful about dwindling food supplies and the collapse of medical services. A new ceasefire attempt failed for a second day, with witnesses reporting continued gunfire in the city of 5 million people. Countries trying to evacuate their citizens trapped by 5 days of conflict had lobbied for a 24-hour humanitarian ceasefire. A United Nations spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, called for a truce.
Nearly one-third of the population was already in need of humanitarian aid at the start of the year. Now our humanitarian colleagues are warning that people in Sudan are running out of food, they are running out of fuel, and they're running out of other vital supplies. Many, many urgently need medical care. We desperately need that humanitarian pause so the wounded and sick civilians can reach hospitals.
The US man accused of shooting and injuring a black teenager who walked up to his front door by mistake has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Andrew Lester could face life imprisonment if found guilty. Ralph Yarl was meant to pick up his younger siblings from a nearby house in Kansas City, Missouri, but went to Mr. Lester's in error. The top national security adviser to Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has resigned after confirmation that he was at the storming of a government building on January the 8th. Our America's regional editor, Mimi Swaby, has more details.
Marcos Gonçalves Dias, one of Mr. Lula da Silva's closest security agents, resigned following a report from CNN Brazil that revealed footage of him walking around the president's official residence in the capital Brasilia, the Planalto Palace, while a mob ransacked and vandalised government buildings. The images appear to show the security adviser accompanying one group of protesters inside the building and indicating the emergency exit to them. This contradicts statements from the left-wing government saying security officials filmed on January the 8th were from the Bolsonaro government.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Cuba's National Assembly has re-elected Miguel Díaz-Canel as president. He was the only candidate in the secret ballot. The 470 legislators who elect the president and assembly leaders were chosen in March by popular vote. Only 8 of them voted against a second term. Since becoming president in 2018, Miguel Díaz-Canel has overseen economic decline. Joe Biden will discuss the possibility of lifting of economic sanctions on Venezuela when he meets Colombia's president Gustavo Petro on Thursday. A senior Washington official said Mr. Biden was willing to further ease sanctions only if concrete steps were taken towards democratic elections in Venezuela. The left-wing Colombian president on a tour of the US has called for sanctions against Caracas to be removed. A Russian-born woman from New York has been sentenced to 21 years in jail for attempting to poison her lookalike with a cheesecake and steal her identity. Jessica Parker reports.
According to the authorities, 47-year-old Victoria Nazarova of Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn had gone to the home of her beautician in Queens in 2016. She was bearing cheesecake, a slice of which was laced with a potent sedative. Both women spoke Russian and, at the time, resembled one another. The beautician, after eating the dessert, fell ill and passed out. Once discharged from hospital, she found her passport and employment authorization card were missing, along with other valuables. Pills were also scattered around the floor, as if she tried to take her own life.
The K-pop star Moonbin has died at the age of 25. South Korean media reports quote police as saying he was found unresponsive on Wednesday evening in his apartment in the Gangnam neighborhood of the capital Seoul. The cause of death has not been reported. Moonbin was an actor and model before joining the boy band Astro. BBC News.